the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. You may, or at least some of you may know, that we finished the fifth round of Shia Catholic dialogue in Qom, and the main topic was friendship. And when I was doing some research to prepare a lecture or a talk or a presentation on this topic of friendship from the Quran, I thought that it's good to have few sessions in which we can talk in more details, because in that conference we had only half an hour for each presenter and you cannot do justice. So that was a very brief introduction to friendship in the Quran. So here I think we have, inshallah, better opportunity to go into depth of this important issue, and maybe this would also help me to, inshallah, do more, inshallah, research and also to understand better this topic. As far as my survey shows, in the Quran we have the following types of relations between two or more human beings that are positive, that are sympathetic, that are supportive. If you can think of anything other than these, please let me know later so that we can make it complete. Human beings, as we know, are in need of making relations. We are social by our nature. If a human being lives alone on his own, would be miserable, would be not, you know, a pleasant and enjoyable life. We have to make relations. The best type of relation is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. But this is not something that everyone easily can experience. Even if they unconsciously have this relation with the Lord, but when they come to articulate, sometimes they have difficulties. To the extent that sometimes they may not even be able to discover this relation. Even sometimes they may deny, they say, I don't have any relation with God. It needs to be cultivated, it needs to be trained and educated. We can reach the level that all the time we feel this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can reach the level that after that you don't need anyone else to be your friend or your comforter. As Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said, if all people on the earth from the east to the west die and the Quran is with me, I wouldn't feel lonely. It means that the relation with God through the word of God suffices me. I would not feel miserable because I don't have any human beings to talk with. But this is for someone like Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, who has that connection to Allah and that appreciation of the word of God, which is the Quran. We need human relations.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His creation and legislation, in both of them, has planned in the way that we are able to make productive, constructive relations with other human beings. And we benefit from that. When it comes to, for example, creation of mates or spouses for us, Allah mentions this as one of the signs of His wisdom. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. This is Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, number 221. He says this is one of the signs of Allah. Something that if you reflect on, you come to the conclusion that this must be planned by a wise creator. This cannot happen by chance. It's so great, so important that this leads to understanding of Allah. That right in His creation, it's not that Allah creates and then He faces problems and says, now we have to sort out the problem. Right from the beginning, He had this plan that He creates for us good spouses, our mates, our supplementary personality. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. It's someone from your own reality, from your own nature. It's not an angel or an animal, not more spiritual than you, nor less. Someone like you, with the same nature, the same desires, the same understanding. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you can have comfort, serenity, tranquility, and peace. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. It means that without this, it would be perhaps unlikely. I'm not saying impossible, but would be unlikely that people could have peace of mind, peace of heart.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشدت.